Taylor.
Ashley.
Unrated or unruly?
Unruly.
All right. So what's a quality that you've realized is more important to you in a partner that you didn't used to care about?
I think something I never thought about, because I thought about the basics of like sense of humor and we have to get along and they have to like, you know, have their shit together. I never thought about my, like, the kind of personality that I would need to be with to gel with somebody. And I think something I've come to value is somebody that has a childish side. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean childish as in like, I have to tell them to fucking get shit done.
Uh-huh.
That's a whole other thing. But yeah. Childish as in like, we can kind of like play together. Yes. Like they make me feel like a little kid, like when we're like being playful with each other.
Yes.
That is so important to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think now that I've experienced that, I don't think I could ever be without it. Cause I'm like, life is fucking hard and it's boring sometimes. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm stuck with you. So like, you better be fun.
Yep.
You better be fun. And it's before, it's like not something that I prioritize because my friends are fun.
Right.
So I'm like, as long as I have that, like, right, I'm good. But I'm like, I'm with this motherfucker every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, you gotta be fun. I'm just somebody who like seeks that. Yeah. So I think if I'm with somebody who can't like bring that out of me, I think I would seek it somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think that would end well for us.
I completely agree with that.
Because I think I'd see the fun guy in the room and be like, that's what's missing. Yeah, that's like the missing aspect here.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
So I feel like I'm not too far off from that, from actually the same exact thing.
Yeah.
So I kind of need somebody who I can just kind of, like, okay, I've been in relationships before where they've been kind of like, I always felt like, well, okay, I do like that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And that's a need always. But also feel relaxed. I've been in a relationship with somebody where I was in a relationship with them for, I'm going to say 2 years.
Yeah.
And I felt like every time I saw them, I had to fully dress up.
Oh, I've been in that same situation.
Yes. And we were around each other a decent amount, but I never felt like I could ever dress down in front of them.
Yeah.
Like I could never like look bad in front of them. And like, not that you look bad when you're dressed down, but like it was always like I had to be at 100 with these people.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you're with the right person, you can look like, oh, like they can see you in all your different, like,
no, what did Drake say?
Right.
Hair ties, sweatpants, and show with the makeup on.
Right, exactly. And I feel like, you know, it's so nice when you do dress up, but yeah, then like also being able to just look whatever and still have that same chemistry.
Yeah.
That's huge. And them to still look at, like, you know, when a man's looking at you and they're looking at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to still have them look at you the same way. No matter what.
Because they value you and you're attractive,
right,
to them.
Right.
No matter what you look like, because they know what you are and what they have.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So like when they're looking at you, you know that look,
yeah,
is still the same look no matter what outfit you're wearing.
I think it's only really insecure people, mm-hmm, who need somebody to be on 10 all the time because they're worried about the optics or whatever.
Correct.
Which is crazy.
It
normally goes hand in hand with a bunch of other awful shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I get it. Somebody you can be 100% yourself around, or at least like 90 plus.
Or at least 90 plus. And yeah, it's like, don't get me wrong, I've talked about many times on here that I do think that like you should try to keep up with your,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, there is no reason that when I'm walking around the house in a muumuu that you can't look at me the same as when I'm all dressed up to go for a night out.
Which isn't like, a muumuu. Isn't a muumuu like sundress adjacent?
Yes.
And men love sundresses.
I mean, listen, how many abuelas got pregnant by like 8 different children in a muumuu? Okay.
Easy access, first
Easy
of all.
Easy access.
Because you're raw dogging it when you're in
That's
the muumuu.
I mean.
You're not wearing panties at the muumuu.
No.
You know, that in itself is kind of sexy.
It is.
You know, so leave me in my Walmart muumuu alone.
Exactly.
Which I gotta say, I'm a step down from muumuu right now. I'm in pajamas like every day. This is so, uh-huh, so bad. I have to like try to make an effort to get dressed up.
But I mean,
but I'm still getting laid. You know what I mean?
What does it matter?
And
what does it matter? And then again, when you guys, mm-hmm, go out and you do things, then you make an effort and it's nice.
Yeah.
You know what
And
I
then
mean?
It feels like, look what I can do.
Look what I can do.
I'm a shapeshifter.
Right.
But I was with somebody where I did, and I was thinking about this the other day. Mm-hmm. I went every single day wearing makeup. He never saw me without any makeup at all. Mm-hmm. Never one time mm-hmm. for years.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And he didn't really set that precedent, but I think I did because I was like, I've seen your fucking search history.
Right.
I've seen your Instagram search and your Facebook
right.
search.
Right. I'm no, not. But they're like that.
Yeah.
Like they're, oh, like I, yeah, trust me. I specifically yeah. remember like the same feeling, like just feeling so like I couldn't, mm-hmm. even if I wanted to, I couldn't. And he was average.
That's
the crazy what makes part. Me mad. Like I like go back in my mind. I'm like, dude was average. Like, what do you mean? What was I doing?
You could have put on a little rouge, but you didn't.
Light, right. Like what a little do you something. Mean? Like
yeah. for you?
Yeah. Right.
I just one of those time machine moments.
Yeah, like that's silly.
Yeah. Where I'm like, he's not doing that for you, girl.
No.
Welcome back to Unruly Unruly, episode 60-something.
Something.
We're up there now.
Jeez Louise.
Full transparency, if there's been like a difference in like audio every once in a while or whatever, we've just been going back and forth between studios for right now, yep. which is why there's been no clips. We're kind of in a hibernation phase, I feel.
We are.
And when we come out,
it'll be great, guys.
You guys will know.
You'll know.
When we're back, you will know.
Yeah.
So right now it feels almost like a long distance relationship where we're like talking over the phone with them and then
right.
we're like, yeah, but we'll see you soon.
We'll see you guys very soon.
Yes.
But right now it's just one of those things. It's really like yeah. nothing personal. It's just what we're trying to do right now. We're trying yeah. to find the right place.
Yeah, we're loading.
Yeah,
up.
We're loading.
Yeah.
But we're still giving you things.
Yeah.
It's just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, we're here. We're here. We're with you.
We're with you.
We just need a little bit of time before, you know, we like get it all the way back together. But we're on the cusp.
Right.
Trust and believe.
Right.
So the last week we had a fucking earthquake.
Oh my gosh.
Which I thought I was losing my mind. Okay, the East Coast got hit with an earthquake. The tri-state area, really.
Yep.
Which I didn't know what to think. I was at home. I'm on the top floor of the house. Mm-hmm. So I really felt that because like the foundation of the house was right. twerking. Like,
and
I'm on the computer and I'm like, process of elimination. I had no idea what to think. Nothing exploded outside. My computer's old as shit and it sounds like it's going to take off into space.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh, so my computer is about to blow up. That
right.
must be what this is. My computer is shaking the house.
Yeah.
So I got up and I ran across the room and I called my boyfriend crying. And I was like, the computer's going to explode. He was like, what do you mean the computer's going to explode? I was like, the computer is about to blow up. It's shaking the whole fucking house. And he started Googling. He was like, something else must have happened.
Right.
Years ago, like a couple blocks away, a bunch of homes blew up.
That's insane.
Which was horrifying. It shook the house from where I lived.
Did a lot of people pass?
Yeah.
That's so...
Including a baby. It was horrible.
I can't even like... Oh.
And my boyfriend at the time lived down the block from those homes. So he got evacuated and like they were scared that more homes were going to blow up.
I couldn't even imagine.
Nothing's happened since, but that was the only feeling I've ever felt that was close to that because the whole house shook.
That's... crazy.
And I was like, oh my god, more homes blew up then because my computer didn't explode yet.
Right.
And then I'm like, the second something happens, I expect it to be on the internet.
Yeah.
Like
it usually kind of is though.
Within a couple of minutes it was. So then we figured out it was an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And that's probably a sign from the earth that everything is good. I think the earth heard us talking about global warming and
like
the
nah.
polar bears are sad and like there's no ice caps. The ice caps are melting. And the earth was like, let me just send them a little sign that everything is totally fine. And it shook us up
it
a little
like,
bit.
There we
everything
go.
Is A-okay.
So I have not discussed this with you guys yet, but my job is haunted. It's a really long story. There's millions
freaky.
Of stuff. I have footage. It's insane. And basically, where I work is an old house. It's so old. There's like so much history at this house. So much creepy shit has happened to me in this place. It's terrifying.
There is video evidence
like,
of these
video
things,
evidence,
by the way.
And it's specifically between me and one girl get it the most. It's kind of odd because we're closest in age.
Yeah.
And we probably have the biggest personalities there too. So I don't know. So, but anyway, so craziness. Something had just happened the day before.
Yeah.
And she had been telling everybody about it. Now, where how like it's an old house, so everything is like kind of cut into pieces, like each room.
Yeah.
So where the basement is almost like a office space that they've made into it. And then next to the office space is where the laundry room is. And then there's tunnels and weird stuff that go on.
Oh, very,
yeah, very nice. Normal. Very normal
very
stuff.
Very normal things.
And then upstairs is like where the salon chairs are and all that other stuff. But right above where that room is that I'm in is like a little nook. And it's also where you first walk into the salon.
Yeah.
And that's where she was, the girl that has been having issues too. So I was downstairs and I'm literally in the middle of sending a voice note. That's what makes it even better. I'm talking and I'm sitting in this chair and the chair started moving. Now, mind you, if you've ever seen Ghostbusters and there's Sigourney Weaver's about to like the hands come out and grab her arm and then just push her up against the thing and then bring her into the refrigerator. So I thought what was about to happen was that was going to happen to me, but it was going to bring me into the tunnels. I was like, I'm gone. I'm like, Jesus, I'm like, be with me because
I'm getting dragged into the tunnels.
The tunnels are taking me. The demons have come. It is happening. It's about to be a war. So I'm sitting there and I was like, okay, take me.
You leaned into it. You were like, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
It's happening.
It's been leading up to this.
I knew it was coming. So I'm literally sitting there and it's like when I tell you it shook, but the crazy thing is, I don't know whether you heard it too. It roared.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yes, because of the noise.
I was listening to Charlie XCX.
Oh, thank God. Because there was a roar.
Oh, my God.
So, and it was just like when the gravel and everything was moving, so it yeah. sounded like a roar. So it was like, and I was like, oh, he's angry too. So the whole thing, so then it stopped and I was like, in my mind, I was like, there is no way in hell I could tell anybody this happened because nobody on earth is ever going to believe this. And the crazy part is they don't have cameras downstairs in the basement. Do all the things.
How convenient.
Right. How convenient. They have cameras everywhere else.
You're getting dragged through the tunnels right. and they're like, we'll prove it.
Yeah, prove it, bitch. So I'm like, okay. Then all of a sudden I hear this girl. I'm not going to repeat her name. So, Ashley! And this horrified voice. Oh. And I mean, the voice was chilling. And I was like, oh.
Because she had the same thought. Yes. She was like, it's come.
I'm like, oh, something
they
happened.
Have arrived.
Right. So I start running up the stairs. Like the dope that I am, I will be the first to die in a scary anything. I trip on my feet. And I fall on the stairs. I get up the stairs and that they do have footage of. The door slams open and I'm like, oh, like this crazy lady. I'm like, what is going on? And she goes, she's holding her client. Now, the crazy part is where the rooms are that you do hair, they didn't feel anything.
Oh.
So, of course, the two people who have gotten like the most messed up in the house that like things have happened to us
are the closest are the only, to the ground and the ones that feel
the
it.
The only ones that got anything done. All the lights went out only in that section.
Oh, no.
So it was like so it was so crazy. So we're like, and she's holding on to her client because apparently she was showing the client the footage. And as soon as she showed him, all the lights went out and it shook. How creepy.
Oh, my God. I actually think I'd poop my pants.
Like, what do you do?
I actually think I'd have a bowel movement.
So, like, I'm, like, hyperventilating. She's like, what do we do? What do we do? And they're all looking at us like we're fucking crazy because they didn't feel or anything because nothing, for some odd reason, didn't happen on this side. So we were the only ones who felt it. So they're, like, looking at us like, what is wrong with you guys? Like, all they see is the lights are out. And they're like, okay, like, a switch. Like, they're like, you guys are so stupid. Like, what is going
they're
on?
They're like, power outage.
Like what? Like, oh, my God. Like, you girls are so annoying. Like, and then so she leaves. We don't know anything happened. Like, obviously something happened. We didn't know what.
Yeah.
So she, the woman leaves, comes back. She goes, oh, it was an earthquake. Well, so no demons, just an earthquake.
If there was no earthquake,
imagine.
Do you think you would have been able to go back there?
No. Yeah. No. I even wanted to leave that minute, honestly, yeah. because I even told Taylor that like from that day on, I didn't feel right. I was yeah. sick for like 5 days.
Yeah. I think it was because you were yeah. in the basement yeah. when it happened.
Like my head hurt for so long after yeah. that. Like I got a headache immediately after.
Yeah.
And I could not get my space. Like I felt like I was like, what is it called when you get that, like you feel like you're spinning?
Oh, like vertigo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I was feeling like that for days.
Yeah, it throws off your equilibrium yeah. and people have like actual like body pains. Like it fucks up your skeleton
yes.
a little bit.
Like it was nuts. I yeah. went to the chiropractor and he was like, you're like fucked up. And I was like, Yeah, I mean, I know.
You're like, there was a demon. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to get into it.
I was in the tunnels.
You know, Ashley being in the tunnels.
That was bad.
Fighting off these spirits in the fucking tunnels below a hair salon. And you're like, there's no footage.
There's none. They're like, nah, she's all right. It's fine.
I don't think anybody knew what to make of it because this kind of shit doesn't happen over here. That's supposed to happen in LA. That's their punishment for getting nice weather.
Exactly.
California
gets that
shit.
But you know what's crazy is they said flat out that like, if this will probably happen again, so because the connecting, what are they called? Like when the plates go on top of each other.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's in Jersey somewhere.
Oh,
so most likely, this will happen again.
This would happen to New Jersey.
Jersey is just.
I'm not going to elaborate, but this it'll would happen. To Jersey. This belongs in Jersey.
It does.
I don't like that we had to get some of it.
No,
because this seems Jersey problem.
I mean, I'm glad it was not as bad. I don't like that I was sick for 5 days for some odd reason. But
yeah,
I mean,
and I got my period right after.
See,
that was
a
weird.
A lot of people
that
did.
That was weird. And then also,
so maybe the demons did come out of like the ground.
Imagine that's what fucking happened. Like
Ghostbusters.
The fucking upside down from Stranger Things just opened up.
Everything just happened. Like everything is out now.
I don't like it. Okay, the other month, do you remember hearing something about Allentown having a weird thing happen in the sky?
No.
Okay, so weeks ago, this is like one of those moments which you probably had when the earth started shaking and you thought you were getting dragged into the tunnels,
yes.
Where you have a, like, it spikes your adrenaline,
yes.
And you're like, oh, this is a thing happening. Like, does that make any sense? Like, you're like, oh, an event that
is,
might
yes,
change
my
life
is
happening.
Happening.
And you get this spike, this like cold spike of adrenaline.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, what we know happened now is that a bunch of, what are they called? Like the things that store electricity.
Oh, electrical box?
Yeah, bunch of like okay. Power thing.
Power boxes.
Power boxes, yeah. Whatever the fuck they're actually called. Blew up.
Oh.
But what we saw happen was that the sky suddenly turned completely green and dark out of nowhere.
What?
And we all had this moment of like, oh, something's happening right now. Like an event is happening. There's fucking aliens or something's coming and ending the earth. Like a meteor is going to hit. Like something is going on right now. And everybody was freaking the fuck out. And it lasted a while, like over a minute.
What?
The sky was completely like bright green.
Oh, that would have
If you see a video of it, it's fucking terrifying. I guess a bunch of these things blew up and that's what happened. But there was a bright flash and then the whole sky turned bright green. Horrifying. And I think we all had a similar thought of like aliens. Like something is happening right now and it's coming from the sky.
That's weird.
And it's not weather related.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It was fucking freaky. Like, and then the power went out. Everybody's power went out. My mom and my sister call. My sister, since she was a kid, is the kind of person, like, she would hear a fire engine pass the house and she would start crying because she's like, there's a fire somewhere.
Aww.
Like she calls me and she sounded like she was on the verge of tears, which just like made me even more scared.
Yeah, I would have been scared too.
And then she's like, everybody lost power. Like the whole city lost power. It was so fucking scary. And we're all like trying to Google and see what happened, but nothing comes up for that first like couple minutes because they're trying to figure out what happened. I don't like the timing of that.
Yeah. Interesting.
And, yeah. That was so scary. And then finally we see that a bunch of things blew up. Like
that's nuts.
Somewhere not that far away from us too. But it was horrifying. Like, I have to send you a video of what it looked like.
I have to see it.
Because it was a true, the earth is ending kind of moment.
Right.
And I don't know that everyone else isn't seeing this. I don't know that this is only like in our city.
Right.
Oh, so scary. And I'm just like, I think we're all kind of waiting for something like that to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're all like waiting for like some big horrifying event to happen.
Yeah.
And we're almost going to be like, yeah, we knew this was coming, but also terrified at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what that felt like.
That's so weird. You got to send it to me. That's fucking creepy.
Drama King was looking out of the window when it happened because he was looking into the backyard.
Yeah.
So he said he looked at the sky and he saw the bright flash and he was like, I'm about to die. Like, it was that kind of, like, reckoning with something's going to
so
end your life
scary.
Kind of moment. The whole time, it's not even anything that serious, but it definitely looked serious. It looked like something demonic. It didn't look like we were coming to be fucking saved. It looked like we were coming to be destroyed. So,
oh my gosh, I don't know what's happening with the world. It's freaking me out. Lots of weird stuff is happening. It's not like anything like what it was.
Yeah. And when I saw nobody else was talking about what was happening in the sky, I was like, oh, it makes sense that they would wipe out this town.
Right.
Like they're getting rid of us. Like, yep. Yeah. They're like, I don't know. Maybe just, take them, just abduct them.
Just another day.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you going to do?
Where am I going to get my bagel?
A fucking hole opened up in the sky. No big deal.
Oh.
Yeah.
That might be a problem.
Yes.
What do we call?
Ghostbusters.
Can we face this up?
I was like, please don't let me get abducted. Please.
I think they sent me back. They were like, this bitch talks too much. I know they sent Maria back.
I'm on the way up to the ship and I'm sending you a voice note. And I'm like, first of all, they didn't even fucking ask me before they started sending me up here. They just started beaming me up.
No time.
Me trying to get reception so I can send a voice note in the spaceship.
It's not connecting.
They would send me back. 100% they would send me the fuck back.
They send us all back.
I always thought that about being kidnapped too. I'm like, they'd bring me back.
Yes.
Don't worry.
There's certain people you're like, yeah. I don't think you make it very far.
I think every woman's had that thought of like what to do if like you actually did get kidnapped. And my immediate thought was always like, we're going to become besties. Like,
yeah, we're
going to be
talk,
friends.
Talk,
I'm just going to talk to you. I'm going to be like, what's your favorite color? What's your relationship with your mom like? Like,
yeah.
And let's say I'm duct taped to hand signs, puppet show, something.
Something.
You're going to love me. Yes. I'm going to make you love me.
Exactly.
And you're too much to kill me. That would work.
I think so.
Yeah. I kind of need to keep that hope alive.
I agree.
I think I'm going to get kidnapped every time I walk to the car at night.
I get it.
Even at my big age.
No, I get it.
Like, they're going to sling me over their fucking shoulder.
They probably, I mean, honestly, there's been, the way life is, you just don't know.
I think I'd swoon if they did. Yeah. Somebody came and picked me up and put me over the shoulder. I think I'd be like, well, slow down, buddy.
Really?
Can I get a name first?
This is the one? You really okay. want this?
Okay. Well, you are a go-getter. You really take what you want. I turn it around on him.
I know, like, all right, never mind. Where did I just drop
him? I'm like, now I'm going to pick you up.
Okay, buddy.
Playing leapfrog. And that's how I know they'd bring me back. Okay. We've been talking about Married at First Sight for I don't know how many episodes, because this show is unreal TV, honestly.
Like, this season was crazy.
Insane. Not in a, it, like, it didn't work.
No, for anybody.
Anybody.
It was sad.
It was a rough season as far as like genuine romantic connection goes, but as a viewer, great season.
Oh, great season.
Great season. Very interesting stuff came up. And
lots.
If you are not watching the show yet, but you've watched stuff like Love is Blind.
Oh, you have to watch this.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, like, this is
so crazy.
Good. It's so good.
And like the thing about the show that I think makes it the most interesting and also brings up all these problems is that there's no getting to know the other person even a little bit before you get married. You're just immediately locked in with a complete and total stranger.
It's insane.
You don't even get a hint of what they look like, what their personality's like.
Nothing.
You just tell a bunch of experts, hey, this is what I like. And then they're like, well, we'll see what we can do.
Right.
And then they normally don't hit the mark, but. There were so many topics that came up while we were watching the show.
Right.
And we just wanted to go over some of them. So we're not going to like give away too much for anybody who wants to watch it.
Or is in the middle of it.
Yeah. We're not going to like spoil.
Right. It's more, I mean, like, they're just such good topics. Like, so these are things that are constantly coming up in people's relationships, I think.
And I think these all came up pretty quickly in the season. So even
quickly.
If you are watching and you didn't finish, you probably are aware of all of these things are happening.
Because it happened pretty much in the first like four episodes.
So I think we saved the really big one for last because
yes.
the craziest storyline of all of them, one of the craziest.
Yes.
One thing that was present in the show that I did not understand and I get that they're filming a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that there's maybe pressure to do these things where maybe they normally wouldn't.
Right.
But this felt a little too forced. Right. Was Orion and Lauren.
Yeah.
They don't stay married pretty quickly. They're it's like day two.
Yeah.
Like it's like
done.
Episode two. They're
Fast.
Done. And for some reason, they just keep going back and forth with contact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand because it becomes pretty apparent that one person wants to date again, the other person doesn't.
Right.
And the person who doesn't keeps initiating contact. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the need to like keep everybody in your life, like feeling the need to respond to everybody, even if they fucked you over. And I get sometimes it's like a temptation thing. Like, what do they have to say to me? Or like, what's going to happen? But with people who have really, truly like fucked you over, what is that? Like, why is it so hard to cut communication sometimes?
I truly cannot understand that. I can't. I actually know a few people who literally allow people will respond to anybody. They could have done the most horrific things to them and they'll still respond to them. And I'm like, but why?
Yeah.
And I have this theory, like I really believe this because this is how I feel like I got into a different chapter in my life.
Yeah.
And I don't believe it would have happened any other way. Is I don't believe that anything good will come to you next. Like if you're looking, like if you're single.
Yeah.
And you're looking for like a new person. I don't believe you're going to get a new person from the universe, from God, from whatever you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it'll come to you until you stop responding to anything that's negative from your past. And I even mean friends.
Yeah.
I believe that like it's like temptations are thrown at you, even when they're just like people, and they don't have to even be people you dated.
Yeah.
Just negative things. It's almost like they'll throw this at you right before they give you something good. Where they'll be like, hey, I'm gonna throw this person and see if you take the bait. And if you do, they're not gonna give you somebody good. Because I am telling you, almost every time right before I got into like a long-term relationship, somebody was thrown my way that was negative. And every time I ignored them, I got somebody good right after.
I can completely subscribe to the idea that sometimes you can't even see anybody else. Like you can't pay attention to someone else new presenting themselves to you because you're hung up on this other person. It's almost like it cancels out you like even like entertaining the idea of bringing somebody new into your life.
Absolutely.
And I do think it's like, I don't like, you're just kind of poisoning the pool, your social pool, like
your social pool. Like, even if you're like, I have nothing else going on, I'm bored. No, you're not that bored that you have to continue talking to anybody who's bringing nothing but negative in your life. Stop the drama.
Yeah.
Stop.
I do think it's hard for me because I've always been good at this. Like, because
you
I cut people the fuck off.
Like you and I and Nicole.
Yeah.
You two are like literally like, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic because that's such a good quality to have. But like, honestly, it's, you need to be like that. You need to just cut it off.
I think it gets to a point where it's almost like because I'll give a lot of chances. So I'm like, if you fuck up to the point where I got to cut you off, it's embarrassing for me to go back.
Right.
And that's not to say that when I was younger, I didn't.
You're like that too. Yes. And you should be.
Which I've like allowed people back into my life, but only to a certain degree. Like, I lived with a girl. We were like so close. And then she fucked me over big time.
Right.
And then years later, we like kind of reconnected on social media.
Right.
And she talked about hanging out. And I'm like, we're not going to, though.
No.
This is where this stops. This is where it has to stop because I don't trust you.
Exactly.
And I'll never be able to trust you like that again. So it's like, I can allow you back in, but it's like it stops at a certain point.
Right.
Like, you can't get your foot all the way in the door.
No.
It's just because it's like, it's embarrassing. Like, fuck you.
It is.
Fuck you. You hurt my feelings. Fuck you.
No. Do you feel like it's a self-esteem thing with people?
I think some people just like to have, they just want to still have access to somebody. But in reality, it's like, you don't really have access to that person. They have access to you. It's the other way around.
That's true.
They're the ones controlling the relationship and controlling the narrative.
Because every time they're reaching out to you, you're responding.
And then who's the one that probably cuts off the conversation? The other person. Mm-hmm. Who's the person who picks and chooses when you guys talk? The other person.
That's so very true.
I do think it's a little bit of like a self-esteem and then just like, you know, just not wanting to lose that person altogether because they're not ready to cut the tie totally.
Right.
But I do think, I really do believe in what you said. I do think that when you do cut the tie, it's like you can finally see that there are other options.
Right.
Friendships or relationships, like you can really see what's available to you.
Oh my gosh. I feel like if you're like, I don't have anything going on, that's the best time of your life because then the best thing is going to come next.
Yeah.
You need to be bored. You need to be bored. And if you enjoy the drama, then you're not going to get anything good. I promise you that.
Oh,
and you're not ready for good.
It is so nice to not have drama.
Oh my gosh.
And it's okay for things to be a little boring sometimes because you're content.
Oh my gosh.
And you're happy.
I just told Taylor the other day that sadly I had to kind of just like cut something.
Yeah.
And I didn't like, it was just because I feel like I have stuff going on that I just felt like I had to just be like, I just don't have time for this right now.
Yeah.
I have to just do what's right for me. And it was something that is like a person who's extremely drama filled.
Yeah.
And like, it's so negative. Everything is like a negative, like a person who is always being nasty about talking about her friends' kids. And I don't want that in my space.
The kids thing. So the really kids thing is
really evil.
Yeah.
So to me, that was my way of just, I need space from that because I really just want a cleanse from people like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that. Like, if you have nothing nice to say about your friend and their life,
yeah, then
don't come to me.
Then you're a fucking weird.
Yeah. I don't want you in my life. That's weird. Like, you know, that's really weird.
I think it's kind of like, you know, have you ever gone through that kind of breakup where it feels like the world is ending kind of thing? And you're like, you kind of see life almost through like a pinhole.
Yes.
And it's like, you can't see anything else. It feels like everything is crashing down.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it feels like sometimes when like you know you need to let something go, but you can't.
Yeah.
And it feels like, but what if I do? And then it's gone forever. But once you do, like kind of like when you're getting over the tail end of a breakup.
Right.
It's like, that pinhole opens up a little bit more and you start to see more and more. And yes. You're like, oh my God, I was being so dramatic and it was never that big of a deal.
It was never that big. It feels so much better. I feel less heavy.
Yeah.
Like everything just feels, it's like when the drama dissipates, it feels so much more calm. But that's what you need.
I think you have to be a person who knows, who has good judgment. Yes. Because there are people who cut people off for stupid fucking reasons.
Yeah. That's different.
That's a whole other animal.
Right.
But I think the giving people, I know it's like so cliche, like the giving people access, but like it is true. Yeah. Like you are just kind of being like, yeah, you can text me and I'll text you back. And you cannot text me and I'll wait for you to text me.
And it's like, but no.
Yeah. Do you want to be that person?
I don't need to respond to you. No. There's been so many people even recently that have reached out to me and I've completely ignored their text messages.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't need to talk to you because I haven't talked to you in months and years. And again, why do I need to talk to these people? I don't know them like that anymore. Like they didn't do anything special for my life, especially if someone did something evil to me. Why would you ever respond to that?
Oh yeah. Like, why are you even
weird?
Like, it's never going to go back to what it was. And that's kind of the mentality that keeps me from reconnecting with these people is like, it's never going to be the same.
No,
it's never going to be better than it was. It's never going to be anything.
No.
So what's even the point? Like we would see each other and it would just feel weird.
Right.
Or we would catch up and it would feel forced. And it's like, I just don't. I'm watching Married at First Sight, bitch.
That's what we're doing.
I'm busy.
Right.
I've got other stuff to do.
That's right.
And it also frees up so much time.
Doesn't it?
It really does. It's like, I just don't. So,
and I feel like, I can't too, be it's bothered. Like now I have more free time for the people that like matter.
Yeah. Who actually give a fuck.
Yeah. Because like, I already wanted it for that anyway. But anyway.
another thing that came up. Between Emily and Brennan.
Oh, yeah.
It's Brennan, right? Not Brendan?
Brennan.
Okay. There was an issue of like types, which is always a theme in every single season.
It is.
Because you can tell somebody, this is what I like. And you could be like, I like blonde, thin, tall, little boobs. And somebody gives you exactly that. And then you could not like the way they smell. You could not like the way their eyes are shaped. You could not like the way they talk or their personality. Right. It's never going to like be a thing, but it does help if they fit that criteria, right? Mm-hmm. So can you ever truly move past not being somebody's type?
No. I'm sorry. That's why I say this all the time. I say this all the freaking time. There is a type.
It doesn't always matter. Presents an
I
issue.
I don't care what anybody says. And you guys probably think I'm a damn broken record about this, but this is the best example of it.
Yeah.
Is that I don't, again, she's not ugly.
No, she's not, a beautiful girl.
He's not ugly, but that just wasn't his type. And it's not that she's unattractive. So I also want people to realize that just because you're not someone's type doesn't mean you're unattractive.
No.
There is a difference. It has nothing to do with that. Like, okay, who is it? John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
Best example. And guys, I'm not agreeing with this. I'm just telling it. This is what he said. He has a type. He has talked about this many times. He said he only likes tall blondes.
Oh.
He's said this like flat out. He has said this on national television.
Why and he even says, makes it so narrow?
Yeah.
Though?
And he has said on TV, I want to like more. I just don't.
Huh.
Yeah. He literally has said this on like during interviews, like when people have spoken to him and he's like, it's nothing personal. I wish I was more interested in other women, but I'm not. This is just what I like. Now, can you really hate him for it? No, it's just what he likes.
It's just what he likes.
And he's John Mayer, do like other celebrities and they can like whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, you can't really be mad at somebody for having being, a specific type.
And that's just what it is. And it is what it is. So the thing is that, again, it's not that he's saying other women are ugly. Mm-hmm. This is just what he wants. And that's okay.
But imagine he did date you and you're a short brunette. You would always be like...
Again, a problem.
This is like... You're just gonna
never.
You'd never feel secure, especially if there was like a tall blonde in the room. Like Taylor Swift walks in, I'd be like, "Well, fuck!"
No, there she goes.
Get out, bitch.
Go ahead.
Like you can never really truly get over it, and that's exactly what presented an issue in a couple of the couples of this season and previous seasons. It's always a thing. Is they end up telling each other what they asked for. When they were telling the experts what they wanted, why would you even play yourself? Because the only thing I can think is that either
Did he say it?
No, I don't think he did.
He actually never said it.
But one of the other couples did.
Yeah, those two did.
Yeah, those two shared that.
But I was going to say, Brennan actually never admitted to. He was so close-lipped. That man said nothing.
The way he did it, though, was he would be like...
No, he would just be like, I'm not going to hurt your feelings.
I'm not going to hurt... I don't want to hurt her feelings. Can we be respectful of Emily?
Yeah, he'd be like, I'm just not going to...
Do you know what you're saying? What you're saying up. By not saying it?
I know. Be like...
Oh, he pissed me off. And you know in books, they always put like, he pursed his lips. I never understood what that looked like until I saw Brennan. He purses those lips.
Those two, a little coin purse. Both of them were. They were the pursed lips couple. They actually looked cute together, which was sad. They were a cute couple.
We thought that they were going to work out.
It really hurt me because I thought those two could have, but like, I don't know what his deal is. I just don't think he was ready for a relationship.
I've got my ideas, I think. And I know this is thrown around a lot. I know it, so I don't even like saying it, but he gives me a little bit of narcissist vibes.
Oh, yeah.
In the hidden emotions, and he's got a hard time accessing them in the like the kind of low-key manipulative ways that he takes shots at her.
Oh, yeah, when he found out, it was always like later on where we found out that like he... would make her delete...
The little personal camera, like talking to the camera things.
But again, like... This is the problem with a lot of these shows is you don't know what's going on in the background.
And there was a lot going on.
And if you are listening to what the other person's saying, which if someone was like, hey, delete that, I'd be like, what? I'm going to make another one, make you look even more stupid.
I would turn around and say, now guess what he just asked you to do?
He just told me to delete this. So now I'll make another one. Send.
I'm like, got it. And then I make a backup.
Yeah.
I make a second one. Like, are you out of your fucking mind? Like, you know this can come back to you? They kept saying stuff off camera that it's like all the person would have to do is go on camera and be like, yeah, he did this,
right?
And it looks so bad.
It was so bad. But there was so much this season too. Like, you guys have to watch this season because there was so much manipulation going on, like on the behind the scenes. Like, nobody was... It was like they were all playing a game.
They basically made a pact together, all of them, the whole cast, that they were going to make sure to make everybody look good on camera.
Yeah.
And as an end result, they all look fucking horrible.
Like, everyone looked like idiots.
There's
like,
also a scene where Emily gets into an accident and really injures herself and cracks her head open.
Really scary.
And Brennan keeps saying that he saved her life.
I know. He's like, I'm like, what did you do? But all the camera people were there holding the thing.
When
like,
you
what
watch
you the
footage, you see one of the cameras is sideways because somebody set it down. And you see all the camera and crew are and like running like over to help around. Her. And Brennan's just like holding her hand. And he's like, that's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
That's a lot of blood. Wow, you really saved her, Brennan. You would think that this man went in and did like emergency stitches.
I know. He's like, wait, hold on. I got this.
I've got my knitting kit. And like, close your fucking skull up. All he did was the same thing everyone else did.
Or if it was just the two of them and he like held it together that whole time.
Yeah, that would be different. If he fucking covered or had applied pressure, called the imp, that's different. Because then actually you kind of did save her life, even if you were just doing the most basic human thing that you could do.
Right.
But he kept bringing it up and kept saying he saved her life.
I know.
There were like fucking five people around you guys.
I know.
Like,
thankfully. Thankfully.
That's what
makes
me. That's like, I think he's not tuned in.
He's
you know
not,
what I mean?
No, and you can tell even with everything, like, I don't even think he knew what he wanted necessarily.
Anytime people shit on therapy, it always makes me think like you're like a little off.
Oh.
Which he also did. He was like, I don't really believe in it. It's not it's not fucking supernatural.
No.
It's not really believing in it or not. It's just like accessing emotions and talking through them.
I think so too.
It's not really up for debate.
No, I think that a lot of people should be in some form of therapy.
Especially the people who don't believe in it.
Yes.
Then the most.
I think the people who aren't in it should be in it.
Yes.
Yes.
The people who are like, I don't know if it works. It doesn't go.
It does.
And it doesn't also go right now.
Go.
run. You need to
bolt
get
to
the
it.
Fuck in your car and go.
Go to something because you need it. There's a reason that you are a repeat offender.
That he was a dead giveaway with that. Yes. I was like, I really do think there's some stuff going on in that head. But yeah, but it was the subtle ways he tried to talk about her not being his type. And then the other ones were more direct where they just like talked about it and then they never got over it.
No. And like I said, like, I just feel like it is a hard thing to go past because if it is, you know, we all have to be attracted to the other person. I don't care what anybody says. You've got to have that at some point.
Yeah. Or you've just got to have that feeling of like, I feel safe when somebody that is your type walks in the room. And that's very difficult to have when they have a history.
Yeah.
So it's like they could absolutely be 100% attracted to you. But then it's like this mental hurdle you have to get over. Yeah. And it's almost like, I wish I didn't know. Yeah. Like, I can't know because if it's not me,
right.
If the answer is not me.
Right.
I'm never going to be okay.
No.
And I don't want to find out either.
No.
It's too easy to find out with social media.
It is. It's too, that's the problem too.
We keep telling you guys and you don't listen to us. Watch who you're following on Instagram because we fucking look.
We watch. Oh my God. Everything.
Every single person that you follow that's like a check mark has black hair and tattoos.
Yeah.
Let me do the math on this.
Right.
Okay. And then the last one, which I think was the biggest storyline out of all of them. Was there was a couple, I don't want to say who it was because I think it's like kind of later, is it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
It was like the whole season.
Yeah. So Becca and Austin.
Yes.
There's an issue of Austin not wanting to have sex with Becca. Yes. And she keeps pushing it. She keeps talking about how she's a very sexually liberated person. And he keeps saying how he likes to wait a certain amount of time before having sex with somebody for the first time.
So I was thinking about this. I was really thinking about this.
Hit me with it.
So when it first happened, I was like, yeah, it's fucking weird. So I'm thinking about it. I'm like, that's weird. Yo, why wasn't he having sex with her? You know what makes this even more strange? The more I was thinking about it.
What?
When they first started dating, do you remember when they first got together, she said that she had something wrong with her where there's times that she can't have sex.
That's right. And she had surgery not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was very sweet and he was like, that's okay. And he was really sweet about it.
Mm-hmm.
So in the past, I think we've spoken about this before. Like I've always been the kind of person where I think everyone has their own values about things, but I like to keep a, like, okay, my timeline of like when I like to have sex.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I think it needs to be this certain amount of time. Not to extreme where he is, but he
six did, months. Yeah.
He ended up coming out and saying that he has a 6 month mark. That's just who he is.
Yeah.
There was nothing special about it, wasn't directed just to her. It was just him. What was even more frustrating was in the beginning, first she came out with that. So I thought, I forgot about that until I went back and thought about it. And I'm like, so you came out, told him, like, so I think that's honestly why things were better in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because she almost made it
she
seem as
though. She kind of took it off the table a little bit.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense.
So think about it. They were so connected.
Yeah.
And he was, because in his mind, he was like, okay, like, because in his mind, he's probably like, well, great, because I'm not like a person who's going to have sex that quickly. So we can ease into this very easily.
And then it became the main topic of conversation everything. Every time
so
the cameras were around.
All of a sudden it was, we go from that to all of a sudden, well, I need to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it.
I get it.
I love sex.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I fucking get it. But at the same time, you are married.
Yeah.
And I mean, she was making it seem as though they were doing nothing in return to then find out they were doing other things.
Yeah. And heavy petting and probably hand, like
there was other stuff going on.
It's just the act of sex wasn't happening.
Correct. Am I saying that wrong, right, whatever? Do I think that her circumstance should have been a little bit different because they were married? Yeah, they're married.
Yeah, why would you sign up for a show where that's the whole thing?
Right,
you're
exactly.
not
going to fully you're supposed commit to, be to having, it. No matter what religion you are,
yeah,
you're married, you're having sex.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
You consummate.
Right, that's the night
otherwise,
of,
maybe like a Love is Blind or something else would be a better fit. For somebody like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the point of the show.
Right.
Which is where it always throws me. But
so I get... I understand wanting to wait a little bit, but I think that to where she put it, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually agree more with him.
You know, and then I also had this thought of like, all the guys this season kept saying things about how they were trying to protect the women. They were trying to protect them. Brennan's trying to protect Emily. What's his face trying to protect Claire? Like, they're all trying to protect, protect, protect. I think the only person who actually came off like they were genuinely protecting somebody was Austin.
Uh-huh.
He never backed down on thinking that Becca was attractive. He never said anything negative about her.
No,
he
never
said one bad thing. And there were a lot of bad things that Becca said about Austin.
Oh, lots.
So
she went at him.
Yeah, she really. And he even during the reunion thanks her for not going harder.
Yeah, which
him.
I was like, why would she? Like, which, he didn't do that bad. Yeah, like my God.
What the fuck does she have in the chamber? Because what else could there even be? He did do some weird things like leaving the bedroom.
Yeah, but I did not like that.
He wanted to go sleep in a famous football player's room.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, that the guy that owned that house was like a famous football player or something.
So why didn't she go in there?
I guess she got into lingerie and that's when he decided to move into the other bedroom. It seemed like he was giving himself an out with that whole thing.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Like he did want to actually sleep in that room the whole time, but I don't know. Just the timing's a little crazy.
The timing's nuts.
Yeah.
Here's some lingerie. Never mind.
He was like, this football player man's room. I got to go smell his sheets. I'm sorry.
Maybe that would get him more excited. Maybe she should have like ran in with the football.
Maybe she should have just leaned into it and been like, yeah, I'm coming with you.
I'll come in.
And he was drunk. He's like beer drunk and he's just like, I got to go lay in this guy's sheets.
Yeah, that made sorry. It even more weird.
Like, your tits just reminded me, I got to go sleep in this guy's bed.
I got to go sleep in there. They reminded me of footballs.
But I do kind of feel like maybe some of this was him trying to protect her feelings and being like, listen, it's not just you. I'm always like this. I would give it 3 to 6 months every time.
I know.
Where maybe with a different person where it was a little bit heavier on the physical connection, maybe it would have happened faster. I don't know though, because some people are just different like that. Yeah. It's not something I can wrap my brain around because I think having a strong emotional connection makes me want to fuck.
Yeah.
So I like don't get.
Right. And that's the thing too, is like, I feel like if they were on the right, like you've said many times, you're like, I don't have a timeline. It's just more when it feels right. Which that makes sense.
Yeah. It's just, if you are funny, you're like hitting all the boxes. It's like, I will feel inclined to have sex because I want to like deepen that connection.
Right.
Like I feel it.
Right.
But without that, sex just feels like sex.
Right.
So it's like they had that though. They had that emotional connection. They hit it off strong. They were the like strongest couple in the beginning.
100%. We were like, oh, there's no way they're not going to work.
Yeah. And that's why I can't fathom.
What the hell?
Yeah. They were like, they were perfectly matched, it seemed like. And then it's just
weird.
This just became a bone of contention. So it's like,
absolutely.
I don't know. I think I personally would not be able to handle that. No. I think it would kind of crush me, especially if the emotional connection was that strong.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, it has to be me, because I'm doing the math. Mm-hmm. We're married. We're committed to each other. We're having fun. We're, you're attracted to me. I'm attracted to you. And we have a strong emotional connection.
Right.
I don't see what you're waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just trying to not add bodies to the list? Because that's a little outdated.
That's very outdated.
So it just doesn't add up. I don't know, unless he's got his own personal whatever trauma, or just I don't know, maybe he just was ignoring the marriage aspect and he was like, if we were dating, he was treating him more like they were dating. If we were dating, I'd wait 3 to 6 months.
But I mean, I don't know,
I just don't have that kind of self-restraint.
I don't either.
I really don't. And I know they were doing other stuff, but I'm like, put it in.
Right.
Put the tip in.
Right.
Put the tip in. What are you waiting for?
It was just a lot of, I feel like when you get into a relationship, there has to be so much communication about what is a standard, what you're looking for, what you feel is right.
Yeah.
If you are a 6-monther, which who knows what he didn't tell her, because that seemed like something he was very vocal about.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling there was a lot of things she just wasn't listening about.
Yeah. And then you kind of try to push the issue and it's like, that never makes it better. That just makes it feel like pressure.
Exactly.
And pressure does not make sex
not
fun.
Attractive.
No, it's not attractive, and it makes it so much less fun because you're in your head the whole time.
Correct.
That's why I think a lot of men don't understand when they try to push the sex thing on women. It's the same concept.
It's the same concept.
It takes away the
and
fun.
Women on men. I mean,
I mean, that's what was happening here.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been in a relationship where, but I mean, things were happening for other reasons, but like he wasn't having sex.
And
he
they
just
cut,
wasn't interested in
some,
sex.
Sometimes they just use it a little bit too.
It was a tool. He
they
knew
almost
how
withhold
much
it.
I liked it, and he would refuse to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a sick, twisted thing that he would do.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that's
it was
a
the
crazy
same,
manipulation.
It was the same
technique.
Guy that I would dress up for 2 years.
Oh,
yeah. It was fun. That was a fun 2 years of wild fighting.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Well, you can't fuck him because no, he's a fucking weirdo. Yeah. Want to be a little weirdo.
Even when we did have sex, it was so lame.
So it's like,
you're he was horrible in bed.
You're not like holding back tickets from Disney World. No. You're just like, not like, you would also be getting something from this.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's a manipulation.
It was. Thing. It was 100% because it was his way of controlling. He's like, I know she wants this. And I'm not going to give it to her.
I told the story on here before about my ex that like, complained to his friend that I wanted sex too much.
No.
Oh, I thought I told. It was because he shared a meme.
Yeah.
He like tagged him in a meme about like turning down a woman for sex. And I was here's the thing is that I see everything.
Yes.
I am an all seeing omnipotent being.
Yes.
On Facebook. And I see everything that happens on Facebook. So I saw him tag you in that meme. What the fuck is going on?
Ew.
It was because I was like, this is how it goes.
This is how it is. This is what I do. What do you mean? And what's wrong with it?
Hey, use your words.
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever had a man use a headache thing with me.
Ew.
Like, what
is wrong with people?
And again, not fantastic.
No. Always are like below average.
I'm just trying to keep, and I was young, so I think I was just trying to keep him interested.
No, I know. That was the thing too. In my 20s. But yeah, it was just one of those things where I was like, what were they doing?
Yeah, 20s.
I was like 26.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, what was I doing?
This isn't like the doggy of a lifetime. Like
it wasn't like, no, it wasn't anything exciting.
I'm just trying to fucking keep you interested.
Yeah.
Cause this is what I was told you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, which is why now.
Yeah.
We tell you guys not to do that.
No.
We went through this so we can tell you not to go through this.
Yeah.
And if you are currently going through it, don't do it. In fact, turn the tables.
Yeah.
You know, get a chastity belt. Really fuck them up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I wish the things I would do differently.
Oh my God, me too. The things I would say do differently now.
Because I've always had balls, but I had like baby balls.
I had baby balls.
Yeah. Your balls grow though.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
And now they hang.
Exactly. And that's why we're able to speak to their chest. That's why when people like, they don't grow as they get older.
When
I'm
their
like,
balls shrink up and I know. Go back inside their body.
Like, but like even for girls, I'm like, you're older now. How are you not tougher?
How have you not?
Like, why do you still care what people think?
It's exposure therapy, basically. That's all aging
is. You should be so much tougher at this point. Like, you should be, like, literally, like, so much nastier to everybody. You should be ignoring people. You should be blocking people. Like, why are you still here?
You should have the capability to be a dick when necessary.
Yeah, like, you should literally be a dick all the time.
You should be able to ignore a text message. Yes. I don't understand it. Like, I think aging is supposed to be exposure therapy.
Yes.
Where, like, you get over the fear of embarrassment. Yes. You get over the fear of rejection.
100%.
And with some people, it just becomes more amplified.
So weird.
Which is just awful. And that's when I would say therapy. Because you can fast track. You can really fast track that kind of growth with therapy.
Oh, 100%. I believe that so wholeheartedly.
After you go through a super uncomfortable first period of having to say everything out loud that you never say out loud, but you can get there. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got to get a stronger, you know, backbone.
Exactly.
So, okay. Well, that's it for this week. If you guys enjoyed this episode and you want to do your girls a favor, you can leave us 5 stars on Spotify or Apple Podcast, and we love you for it.
All right.
And we don't love you any less if you don't.
Right.
Come follow us online. I'm @TateValley on Instagram.
And I'm @Ashbash.
And we'll talk to you guys next Monday. Bye.